From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm backing up.
Hello, I'm Sol Lazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio. Tools for transformation right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy, vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey. At Radio Monterey, we bring you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com and take a look at the shows and the hosts that we bring to you so you can be better informed about the choices you want to make in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. It's once again Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, all around the corner when the veils between the worlds are thin. So come in costume. It's time to have fun. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. Any way you choose to do it, visit rhodapsychicfair.com, get on the email list, and be notified of the ongoing events, the virtual psychic fair. We just had Lithifair, Illuminate, the quarterly previews, many, many events, as well as to be notified of the ongoing activity with Good Vibrations Radio. Speaking of ongoing activity, this week with Magic for Life, we started our booth at the Monterey Farmers Market. So you can find us there every Tuesday from 4 to 8 p.m. during the summer hours and 4 to 7 during the fall and winter hours. But we'll be there with our booth. We'll be talking about Rhoda Psychic Fair. We'll talk about Radio Monterey. We'll talk about the speaking and performing that I do and anything else you want to. You can even get a copy of my book, Leadership Magic, as well as get your free one-card reading. Just stop on by. Pick your card and we'll have a reading, no obligation. So come on out and visit every Tuesday from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Monterey County Farmers Market. You'll see me there. Well, here we are. This is the 11th of August. It's been a busy, busy year and things have been shifting and changing. But this, if you haven't noticed, is a power day. It's a day of great power. It's a day of everything under heaven and earth, of Alpha and Omega. Just open your book, clear your intention, and ask. And it will be given to you. It will be brought to your doorstep. So let's take a look, because as you know, I love me some Day by Day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. At that time, he took the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, as a man thinketh in his life, in his heart, so is he. Now, James Allen wanted us to be clear that what we plant in our heart and bring up to our mind and have a clear, focused intention is what creates the reality of our life. So our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. And our future, however, is not predestined by those past thoughts and actions. Our future is created anew each and every day. So if you don't like where you are or you don't like where you've come from, all you have to do is reframe and rethink starting every day in the moment right now. When you awaken in the morning, remember that mantra shared with us by Dr. Charlotte Tinker, the Reverend Charlotte Tinker, that says, "Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever." Start with that mantra of gratitude. Get out of bed and face the day knowing that today you're creating your future. And in Day by Day with James Allen, James Allen's words have been carved up into a little bit for each day of the month. So since we weren't together live yesterday, let's take a look at the 10th of the month where he tells us, take the responsibility. A person is buffeted by circumstances so long as he believes himself to be the creature of outside conditions. Now, this is the month, August, of self-love, of prosperity and success and abundance from self-love, of being clear with ourselves what our gifts, our talents, and our contribution is, of what we love about ourselves and what we're passionate about. And what he's telling us here is that only the circumstances inside of us can prevent us from living our passion. And then for today, the 11th day of the month, he says, the formula for success. Knows he who conceives of mentally builds up an ideal condition of life. The vision of a wider liberty and a larger scope take possession of him. Unrest urges him to action, and he utilizes all his spare time and means, small though they are, to the development of his latest powers and resources. So what's he saying? You become what you think about most, just as Earl Nightingale summarized. You become what you focus on. So if you conceive of something, you focus your attention on that. You create the vision of how it will look and where it will be. You put that focus in your mind and in your heart and in your intentions and in your prayers. And you apply action to that, small inch by inch steps. Then you will create that outcome. Now, it may look even a little different than what you started with, but it certainly is going to be the outcome that you put your intention for. And each and every one of us can do that. It goes back to the old phrase of how do you eat a chocolate elephant? You eat it one bite at a time. As I've shared in a different show, that, you know, I'm 62 years old. It took me 62 years to get to this point. I'm not going to change by tomorrow, but I can make inches by tomorrow, and I can make inches on the day after that and the day after that. And I need to focus on the inches and not the dramatic changeover of everything like a fancy magic trick. Here's something to think about. It's from Think and Grow Rich. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is just an employer. He gives you what you ask, but once you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I had asked of life, life would have willingly paid. Take a look at what you're asking, and take a look at where your actions are taking you, because what you're asking and the actions you use to support that are bringing you the reality where you are. And to help you get through this month of self-love, I have some affirmations from Daily Word from Unity. And for yesterday, they said, I love and forgive myself. If we have time today, we'll do a forgiveness prayer later. But if we don't, at a minimum, remember Ho'oponopono, where you say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. It's you to you. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for what you haven't done. Forgive yourself for what you have done. Forgive yourself for where you aren't. Forgive yourself for where you are. Forgive yourself for anything that you've been carrying as a piece of baggage through your life from the time that you became conscious in this physical plane. love and forgive yourself, and see the world encircled in love and peace. And if you see the world as a place of peace, regardless of what's going on in the world, what we're doing then is setting the intention for this to be a world of peace, to create that. If we get focused on the news and the negative, we end up recreating what's in the news and the negative. But if we can be informed and yet keep our intention on the peace and the love and being a loving, peaceful person, bringing that out in our life and our contact with others, we will create that waterfall of impact throughout the world. And when we talk about a waterfall of impact, that leads right into our segment host today. Just a quick note, I will be talking by the end of the show about Saturn going direct on Saturday. But first, Stephen Heckhouse. Stephen is a healer and channel. He's practiced massage therapy and energy healing for more than 25 years. Now, through his extensive professional experience, coupled with decades of meditation, he's cultivated a highly refined intuitive sensitivity to the disruption in the natural balance of the physical, mental, and spiritual bodies. And he joins us on the second Thursday of each month to bring through his divine messages as he channels through the guidance that comes to him. So let's listen to Stephen Heckhouse and his divine messages. Well,
that's a lot to live up to, Solar Star. Okay. This is Stephen Heckhouse. I'm on the second Thursday of every month about 10 past 5, or the radio show starts at 5, but this is when I do it, the second Thursday of every month, 5 p.m. What I do is just close my eyes and get quiet and sort of let spirit take me over. It usually, when I do this, it usually makes me just bolt upright, and I frequently get messages from the divine world for this world and for people in it. It can also be very healing. Divine presences can come in and release stress from people's bodies and release stress from the world. And for me, it's just the most wonderful thing in the world, because spirit just takes me over, and I'm out of my small Stephen Heckhouse self, and I get basically drowned in the spirit world. So let me just start as a little bit of info about what I do. My breath can sound like wind at times, sort of like that. And sometimes I can be quiet, very quiet, for minutes at a time. And sometimes it's nonstop talking. I never really know what's going to happen. I just open myself to the spirit world, and they take over. So my girlfriend always asks me, Stephen, just ask Mary what to do now. And because frequently my guide is Mother Mary. And so I just ask her to take over. And that's what it feels like is happening right now. So bear with me a minute. I'm just going to go into silence and let the spirit take me over, and we'll see where it goes. All right, I'm going to begin now. There's this great softness that's overtaking everything right now. It's overtaking me. Great softness. And it's going to somebody's heart. Somebody somewhere, this great softness is going to somebody's heart. And looks like to other people's hearts as well. It's like a white light. Or I'm seeing people's hearts as like white light. I guess that's what it is. I'm just sinking into this. It feels like the divine feminine. Don't have a name yet. Just, it's the divine feminine. So let me just sink deeper into it. It feels like many people are being blessed. Some of these people may have had a rough time in life, like a lot of us have various times. Some people may have felt that, you know, life was very difficult, and they might have been kind of bent over a little bit from the weight of it all. But it looks like there's a particular person here whose heart is turning gold. Instead of being weighted down, it's starting to turn into sparkling gold. It's just beginning to. It's not completely there yet, but beginning to turn into a golden heart. Some kind of stress being released here. Frequently when the gold starts coming, what happens is the people's stresses and strains start releasing because they can't handle the light, so they start releasing. And when my breath is sort of like, it's like releasing things. There's somebody that's getting worked with here, who's really needed some help. So we're working with this particular individual. Heart is turning gold and stresses are being released from this person. The energy is getting very quiet now, going deeper. No words at the moment. I'm just sinking into the silence. And then when the words come, they'll just start automatically.
once again, like I say, sometimes the words come fast, sometimes they come gradually. And just give me a minute or so here. It comes at its own pace. And all I can do is just be ready for it. Well, this is interesting. Usually things start to happen a lot more. This is going rather slowly today, but like I say, I have no control over it. The spirit does, world does come through me, but it does this and that. And coming a bit slow today. It's a wonderful presence here. But it's sort of as if landing gradually. It's very expansive. It's very happy. Because it's like a great big smile. Somebody with a great big smile. beginning to me to feel like who I call Mother Divine, you know, like the Divine Feminine, Mother God. That's what this feels like, the Divine Feminine. But it just takes its own sweet time. It looks to me what's happening, it's stronger here now. It looks like some stresses, as if the world had stress itself in it. The world is beginning to release stresses. This is a very quiet program tonight. But it looks like stress is being pulled out from the earth itself. And a new time dawning. Stresses go, the light comes in. Things are leaving, perhaps some old tired energies. Things that don't need to be here anymore. Right now, all I can say is this isn't about words so much today as just release of stress. There's stress release going on for the world. It's I pass it on the best I can. It's like stress release for the world right now. It is the divine feminine in action. There are just no words for this right now. Not through me anyway. I'm not getting any words. It's just divine presence. The divine feminine, Mother Mary. Looks like she's here now, almost with lit up ornaments on her. And she's giving ornaments to people. I know this sounds so, so perhaps different and strange. This whole program today is very gradual. Usually it's a bit faster, but today it's very gradual. And this feels like the divine feminine. It could be Mother Mary. It feels like Mother Mary overlooking things. And just very quietly, some nice things are happening for people. She's almost sort of telling me, Stephen, don't worry about the description so much. I'm taking care of things. It's like expansion, the energy of expansion. Yeah, this is Mother Mary. Sorry it took so long. This is Mother Mary, and it's grace to the world. Grace to the world. And beauty and happiness. And wonderful, wonderful, the depth of this happiness. It's all flowers and to the depths of our being. And flowers for everyone, flowers going to people's hearts. This is Mother Mary. Flowers going to people's houses. I'm just passing on what I see, but flowers from Mother Mary going to people and to people's houses. And the flowers are piling up on the planet. Piling up and piling up, so many flowers. So not so many words today, maybe there'll be more. But blessings from Mother Mary in the terms of her giving us flowers and flowers going to our houses and the flowers piling up on the planet, all from Mother Mary. Flowers for Solar Czar in his heart. Grace to the world. And be kind to your neighbors. Blessings to everyone. Love for everyone. and the presence of Mother Mary, Mother Divine around the world. More stress is being released for people in the world. More stress is just leaving, almost like balls of dirt or balls of earth being left, being lifted off in a way, because it looks like it's going to be a different world. And there is this golden world and it's like it's within us, you know, like they say the kingdom of heaven is within. It's like a golden world within us, and you see without us as well, around us. This earth is a golden world, and there's this golden world within us, as within, so without, it looks like. And flowers going to people's hearts. It's like almost like pink carnations. And flowers going to people's hearts. There's this great stillness here. Great stillness. And it looks like some people are going off to heaven, which I suppose happens all the time, but I see some people leaving the planet and going off to heaven now. Sort of shuffling them up there. It's just lifting up and away, up to heaven. At least that's how it's getting presented to me. People going to heaven. And they've got their life in heaven now. And the people left behind It's like, okay, now enjoy the world down here, though. It's like a new day down here. Enjoy the world here. You know, you'll probably be up there soon enough within, you know, a matter of years or however long as it takes. You'll get there eventually, but enjoy the world here. This can be a heavenly world as well, is what I'm seeing. Enjoy the world here, and then sometime you'll go off to the other world. But enjoy life here. It's not meant to be always thinking about the other world so much. Be here. Enjoy this world, because this can be a heavenly world as well. Enjoy it here. Looks like flowers growing upon the planet. There's going to be new children born. I know I'm not saying anything new here, but these are the words I'm getting and what I'm seeing. And sometimes it helps to be, remind me anyway that, and maybe several other people, that to enjoy the life we're given. Just to enjoy the life we're given, because it can be ecstatic joy. And the divine mother is always looking down upon us, always has our backs. I see her like with her hand behind somebody's back, literally, sort of moving them along. As above, so below, this world can be a heavenly treasure. She's going to show us this thing and that thing, things that we need to be shown. And all love for all the people on the planet. Let the departed go off. Don't try to keep them here. Let them go off to heaven. And then you have your life here on earth for however long it is. Don't spend too much time missing the people that go. Because it looks like our job is to enjoy the world down here. We'll be off there, you know, sometime. Enjoy the world as you have it. Enjoy the world that's been presented to us for the time we have here. Enjoy that. And commune with the Divine Mother, Divine Father, whatever you see as God. Commune with the Divine. Do pray, or however you commune with the Divine, but do commune with the Divine. Because you will get answers to your questions. Do it in your hearts.
Stephen, let Mother Mary know we have to move on.
Okay. I'm going to give the phone back to Solarzar. I don't think I have to tell Mother Mary that. Back to you, Solarzar. It's just what it was tonight. Very different. I wasn't expecting any of this. So I hope people were all able to hold on and go through it. It was wonderful for me. It's just a little bit different tonight. So back to you, Solarzar.
Well, thank you, Stephen, and thank you for all the work that you do. We want to remind folks that you can go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com and connect over to Stephen's website, amritaloka.com. And go ahead and connect with him and find out about his work, his energy work, his body work, and the other things that he brings forth as the natural healer that he is. I want to thank him once again, and certainly thank Mother Mary for bringing through all of that guidance. I got the real sense of, you know, let's all of us just settle, be patient, release the stress. Don't be in a hurry. Allow things to unfold as we go forward. And speaking of going forward, one of the reasons that I wanted to let us move on is I want to remind folks that this Saturday at 2:50 a.m. Pacific time, Saturn goes direct in Sagittarius. Now, this is big. Our planet of discipline, duty, fears, challenges, and control leaves its retrograde position and moves forward. Now, if we found sheer determination didn't seem as successful over these last several months, now as it moves forward, that will change. Saturn's been retrograde since March 25th. It's pulled us to look at our finances, our career, our home, our cars, everything we rely on as foundations of our life. And it's asked us to release items from our life, that getting rid of what no longer serves us. Now, this Saturn in force self-evaluation has shown us where we've gotten off track. In some cases, we went further off track before we became conscious of how off track we might have been. And Saturn has forced us to do some serious thinking about where we want to be versus where we've been and where we are. And this is especially notable in those areas where we don't feel that we are fully successful. So going forward, expect to continue to discard some plans, items, jobs, replace investments. Know that you'll replace those items with items that are more dependable thanks to Saturn's 5-month analysis of what's needed. So don't be afraid about releasing and letting go. And while it's possible you might release too much during the process, it's not likely that Saturn will allow you to release anything that you really need. Remember, we always know what we want. We don't always know what we need. And Sagittarius will ensure that Saturn hits where it aims. So expect forward movement, even some of it is slow. And Saturn chooses to be deliberate, but movement is movement. And you'll see some of your dreams and goals begin to manifest over the next several months. All of it will be through the focused intention and sheer determination of Saturn going direct. Changes won't be sudden, but they will be solidly founded and long-lasting. Now, not long after Saturn leaves retrograde on Saturday, we're going to see Venus, our planet of love, attraction, beauty, and harmony, starting an argument with Saturn. So Saturday will not only be the day we reassess our home, career, and finances, but we're going to do a large assessment about our love life. The transit of Venus in Virgo squaring Saturn in Sagittarius insists that we evaluate our relationships with others, all others. It doesn't mean we do anything. And this is key. Don't do anything during this transit. But it means that we'll consider what works, what doesn't, and what we want it to be. Now, whenever Saturn touches Venus, we become more distant in our relationships, perhaps even slightly depressed. Just don't take any action. If you're in a relationship, your partner is not wrong. If you're in a relationship and your partner tries to make you wrong, you're not wrong. It's just the transit. The transit is meant to help us figure out who we are in relation to others, as well as who they are in relation to us. And the impression of Saturn often makes things look worse than they are, because it forces realism into the picture, and we often confuse fatalism with realism. So we awfulize the situations, you know, so it looks worse. We make things look awful. It's terrible. Don't pick apart those you love during this transit. Spend time alone on Saturday. Try to create your simple... plan for those areas that you want to shift with the help of Saturn. Don't engage in long discussions with anyone about what is wrong in your life or relationships. Take some alone time, make notes for you, and remember to play as much as possible so you don't go into the awfulization. On Sunday, Venus in Virgo is going to oppose Neptune in Pisces at 10:03 a.m. Pacific. So as if the Venus in Virgo square with Saturn in Sagittarius on Saturday won't be enough. Now Venus begins to argue with Neptune, the planet of the collective consciousness, dreams, and intuition. In addition, Neptune is sitting pretty in the sign he rules, which is Pisces. So this is reality arguing with fantasy. We're going to find ourselves once again focused, almost obsessed with loves. Since this is an opposition, you're either going to feel like you give too much to your relationship and get absolutely nothing back, which is most likely how people are going to feel, or you're going to idolize your lover so much that no human could possibly live up to that standard. You may spend your day fantasizing about your dream lover as well. It's not a good day for romance. But if you like playing the victim or martyr card, you may find yourself getting into a costume and playing the part. The real world, most of the give and takes are fairly even. Don't find a relationship on Sunday. Don't join any online dating sites. Don't go out looking for a connection. Wait until next week when you are more stable, more balanced, and this transit has passed. Play nice. Preferably stay in. Don't troll for connections. Keep your feet on the ground. Give yourself an extra dose of self-love. And remember, thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar. Turn the lead in your life into gold. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Many blessings. Namaste.
Gotta keep those love good vibrations happening with her.